You mentioned hogs. What they call those big teeth a hog in?
Tusk? I don't guess we let them live that long. You can kill them and eat them.
Even before that. what do they call those things that they put the food in for a hog?
Trough.
And let me see. What else did I want to ask you? You're talking about eggs and making bread. What do they use to make bread rise?
Yeast. And some, now, back in the country, they made their own yeast, but I was never careful enough to really learn how they do it. They would fix up some, my grandmother would fix up some kind of concoction, and something they would put in, they'd make their own yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Some were fortunate enough to buy some from the store. But most of the old people knew how to make their own yeast to make it rise.
What, and then you mentioned eggs. What do they call the central part of the egg?
The yolk.
Okay. And the color of that? What do they say the color of that?
Yellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Then I've got... I'm going to skip a whole bunch of questions. We're running out of tape. Now, do you grow some of your own food?
Yes, my grandmother would have what we call a truck pad. She didn't have farming implements and that kind of thing, and teaming. We didn't have no team for what we did. We had to do it with the hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have her own garden. We called it truck pad. And I said, she'd have me out there helping her work. Mm-hmm. I'd get lazy and didn't want to do no more. I'd sit and cry while she worked.
Well, now what kinds of things did you grow in there?
Everything we had to eat, potatoes, white potatoes, sweet potatoes, beans, lima beans, green beans, tomatoes, everything. Our substance depended mainly on what we grow. And sometimes she didn't do much canning, but sometimes she would can some of those. She had fruit trees, and we'd have peaches and apples and that kind of
thing. Uh-huh. Do you ever have a little peppery kind of vegetable you pull up out of the ground?
Beet?
Yeah.
That's a beet.
And then there's another one that's littler, that's got a white inside.
I don't think she grew that blueberry or something. I don't think she grew that.
Okay.
She didn't grow all the type of thing. Another good time we would have be picking berries.
Uh-huh.
We would pick berries and blackberries and dewberries. Now the dewberry was a vine that grew down on the ground. The blackberry was a climbing vine, tall. And then we have huckleberries. Huckleberries grow on a bush.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you get sugars all the way when you go to the huckleberry bush. But we'd have a good time picking berries. Evidently they mocked me after blackberries. I had a particular desire for the blackberry preserves. My grandmother did very beautiful preserves. She'd make watermelon preserves too. But all the preserves that she made, the fancy one for me was the blackberry. So she couldn't keep any blackberries for me, and I'd go in and steal them and eat them. And I always say I didn't do it. One about never being a rat, but I said, "No, Grandma, Grandma going to heaven told me." Where I got that expression from, it always amused me because I never knew why I would say it. So in trying to break me from it, she whipping didn't do any good, so she'd pick me with her, and we'd pick the berries, and she'd give me the money and buy the sugar, and then she would make my preserves. She'd pick me some jars and put them for myself, and then she'd put hers in here. I was tired of mine.
Uh-huh.
And she'd put hers in these big crocks and put a top over it. I'd bump my hand right down through it, leave the salt and spoon right there. She'd come. Then she had an experience, she said, "Oh, Jesus, I'm having to pray God to get out of my preserves again." I said, "No, Grandma, careful, God, to heaven, call me."